You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And as you heard in the last few hours or so, breaking news, the government saying high-risk telecom firms should be allowed a limited role in the UK's 5G network. It means the Chinese operator Huawei will be allowed to have a stake in supplying the technology here. There have, of course, been security concerns due to the firm's alleged links to the Chinese state. There's also been massive question marks over what this will do to the special relationship, setting up a row, of course, for the Trump administration and the UK. The president previously threatening to withdraw security cooperation over the decision. Well, let's get some reaction now for you here on LBC News with our US correspondent Simon Marks, who joins me live from Washington. Afternoon, Simon.
Hello, Chris.
So, very early days then. This is not going to go down well and across the pond, is it?
No, I mean, this is going to be a big test for the transatlantic relationship between Washington, D.C. and London, because the Trump administration has made absolutely no bones about its opposition to Britain and other European governments doing deals over 5G with Huawei. And that opposition has been voiced publicly, loudly, but it's also been voiced privately behind the scenes, with all sorts of threats being made by American officials to the British government, talk of withdrawal of cooperation on intelligence sharing, questions about whether this is a threat to the so-called Five Eyes group that brings the United States, the UK and three other countries together to engage in joint intelligence sharing operations. So the ball now is firmly in the Trump administration's court. We wait to see what the official response is from the US government. Remember that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be in London for meetings with Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab on Wednesday. Only yesterday, he argued on Twitter that Britain was facing a momentous decision about whether to go with Huawei or not. Within the last hour, one Democrat in Congress, Congressman Chris Murphy, has tweeted, "America has never been weaker. We have never had less influence, not even our closest ally, Britain, with a Trump soulmate in Downing Street, listens to us anymore." I suppose that kind of response from the Democrats was to be predicted. But there's no question that this is a big moment when a British government that just a few years ago, when David Cameron was Prime Minister, was taking President Xi Jinping of China to a pub and pouring him a pint, now is choosing to side with Beijing and to make this, albeit limited, arrangement with Huawei in the face of American opposition. By the way, the limited nature of that arrangement is unlikely to assuage the United States, because while the British government is saying, look, Huawei won't be allowed to get its hands on sensitive sites and it won't be playing a role in the development of core 5G infrastructure, well, those two things were never on the cards. That was never going to happen. And that had already been priced into all of this by the Americans, who even opposed a limited role for Huawei in the development of 5G in Britain and across Europe. The problem President Trump has got, of course, is that you can tell governments like Boris Johnson's not to do deals with Huawei, but then who are they supposed to deal with? Because it's not as though there is any kind of American competitor currently in the marketplace with the same degree of experience and expertise that Huawei is able to bring to the development of these 5G networks. Now, the Americans say that's problematic. They firmly believe that Huawei poses a security risk because it's owned by the Chinese state, and there is widely held skepticism in Washington about China's claim that Huawei in no way cooperates with the Chinese state. But look, make no mistake about it, Chris, this is a blow to the relationship between Boris Johnson and Donald Trump, and it's perfectly possible that that is exactly the message that Boris Johnson wanted to communicate, given that for weeks and months he has been facing claims that he's nothing more than Donald Trump's poodle in number 10.
Do you think this is about security or about America's relationship with China? Because obviously our UK security service is considered to be the best in the world, so you'd have thought they'd be able to make a decision about what technology they want to use within the UK. And they've obviously made this decision knowing what Huawei can do and what they will bring. But America, of course, Trump having this ongoing row with China over various issues. Is it about security or is it about technology?
Look, I think it's certainly about security on Capitol Hill. It's not just the Trump administration. There are Democrats as well as Republicans who don't always agree with everything that Donald Trump does, who believe that Huawei poses a security threat. You know, the argument here has been that Britain is a sovereign nation and has got the right to engage in any decision that it wants to make about who it does business with. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo advances the argument that sovereignty and the future of sovereignty is going to need to be redefined, because his argument is that if you let China spy on your data and spy on your technological and telecommunications infrastructure, then that in and of itself becomes a massive threat to the concept of British sovereignty. Now, the British government obviously will have weighed those arguments up and will have considered the likelihood of that occurring given the limited nature of the deal. But also, Chris, you can't separate this from the shifting tectonic plates that we're witnessing globally. This is no longer a unipolar world. America is not the world's only superpower. Britain has a vibrant relationship, a special relationship with the United States, but it's also got a rapidly developing and emerging relationship with China. And so you can't, I think, separate this decision and view it absent that prism. This is a British government caught, frankly, between a rock and a hard place. I mean, who wants to be caught between President Xi Jinping and Donald Trump? And it's decided that on this occasion, it's going to go with Beijing. Bear in mind, the American government may well say, okay, we've lost on this particular swing, but boy, are we going to win on the roundabouts, because after this, we will now redouble our efforts to make sure that we get a trade deal with Britain post-Brexit that is absolutely in America's best interests. So, you know, the downside risk of this for Boris Johnson's government is that it hardens attitudes in Washington, pretty much on the eve of those trade negotiations between London and Washington really moving into high gear.
Just getting some more reaction as we're on air, Simon. Senior Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the daughter of the former Vice President Dick Cheney, condemned the UK's decision, claiming Boris Johnson has chosen the surveillance state over the special relationship. She says it's tragic to see our closest ally, a nation Ronald Reagan once called incandescent with courage, turn away from alliance and cause the cause of freedom. She's not mincing her words there, is she?
No, I mean, she's a hawkish Republican on Capitol Hill, much like her father. The apple, in her case, has not fallen too far from the tree. But that is redolent of the language that you're going to hear from several members of Congress over the course of the next few hours. And look, let's be honest, there is a problem in the US relationship with the UK and other governments in Europe, and that problem is President Donald Trump. This is not a man who has credibility in Europe. This is not a man whose word is always necessarily trusted by European leaders. That undoubtedly has played into this decision. And, you know, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading to London is a very vindictive character. This is a man who has excluded America's public radio correspondent from his trip to Europe because he didn't like the questions that he was asked by a presenter on National Public Radio last week. Now, if he's going to be that vindictive when it comes to dealing with the press, how vindictive is he going to get when he sits down with Dominic Raab in a few hours' time and reviews the British government's decision on Huawei? But this underscores the fact that the British government, you know, we talk a lot about the personal relationship between Boris Johnson and Donald Trump, and undoubtedly it is warm, but equally undoubtedly there are entire rafts within the British government that are deeply sceptical about whether they can trust Donald Trump's word. And that is undoing the strength of the transatlantic relationship, not just the relationship between London and Washington, but between Washington and other capitals. Look at the state of the relationship between Washington and Paris at the moment, or Donald Trump's non-functional relationship with Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany. This is no longer the America that can walk in to Whitehall or the other corridors of power in Europe and say, we want you to do this, and governments immediately respond with a salute and say, yes, absolutely, sir, we'll do it. And that's why this is an important moment. It's a change in direction of foreign policy in the UK, and the British government indicating that it can point in multiple directions simultaneously, and that the special relationship, as we all really know, is no longer as special as it used to be.
All right, Simon, we'll have to leave it there for the moment, but thank you very much for that update. Plenty more from Simon Marks throughout the day and evening here on LBC News.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.